The Apple iPhone can be used for a lot of things. Make calls, send pictures, video, and text, and play games. But scientists say it can also be converted into a low-cost microscope that can detect worm infections in children. Microscopes are an important tool when diagnosing disease, but they're not always readily available, especially in places like rural Tanzania. Now, for a few dollars and a little ingenuity, the iPhone can become a medical diagnostic tool. It can probably work on other smartphones, too. Dr. Isaac Bogosh is an infectious disease specialist at Toronto General Hospital.
We got this idea from reading some of the medical literature, and we saw that some other groups have published neat images that were taken in the laboratory using smartphones and converting them into microscopes. But we thought that this was a really neat concept, and we wanted to take it to real-world and practical settings.
Bogosh is the lead author of a new study on the iPhone-turned-microscope. It appears in the American Journal of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene.
I used an iPhone 4S, and that's simply because I just happen to own one. But any smartphone with a decent camera and a zoom-in function should work just fine. Then we bought a ball lens, which was about $8. We just got it online. And then we used some double-sided tape to stick the ball lens to the lens of the camera on the iPhone.
Bogosh and his colleagues from Massachusetts General Hospital and the Swiss Tropical and Public Health Institute tested their idea on Pemba Island in Tanzania.
We were looking at school-aged children that are unfortunately disproportionately affected by intestinal parasitic infections, and these infections affect over a billion people on the planet.
The makeshift microscope could detect parasitic infections to varying degrees. The best results came in detecting moderate to heavy infections. Results were not as good for mild infections. However, Bogosh thinks that will change when the technology improves.
We took slides. We were looking for intestinal parasites, so these are stool samples. The slide had a little bit of cellophane covering the stool sample, and we put the slide very close to our ball lens, which was stuck up against the iPhone, and we were able to zoom in, and we could see the parasites that we were looking for pretty easily.
Intestinal worms include hookworms and roundworms that can cause chronic anemia and malnutrition. Typical diagnosis is done by examining a stool sample with a conventional light microscope. Bogosh says the next step is to improve the image quality. He says the smartphone microscope could greatly enhance disease control in poor rural areas. He says treatment for many intestinal parasites is generally widely available and very well tolerated. He says if health workers in the field are unsure what the image means, they could text it or email it to experts elsewhere and get a diagnosis a short time later. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.